One, two, three, four, pop culture. Hootenanny pop culture. Hootenanny pop culture. Hootenanny pop culture. Hootenanny.
I was going to say, because there are some things in there that you know probably shouldn't be on the internet.
No.
No.
So, I set all this up, Justin, because this is a very special Hootenanny. I know you quit. The Hootenanny's pretty much done and over with.
Okay.
But this qualifies as an emergency
Hootenanny
meeting of the Hootenanny. I'm a weaker man than we thought.
What's that?
I watched Star Wars.
What? What? A weaker man than you thought? Why did you... Okay, so first of all, tell me what your mindset was when you finally broke and decided to watch it.
My kids wanted to watch it.
Ah, the kids got you.
I've always said if they wanted to watch it, I'd watch it with them. I did. It took me 2 days.
To watch just Star Wars?
Just the New Hope.
New Hope.
Was it 2 days out of, like, exasperation and frustration?
Well, it was 2 days because we got, like, I don't know, maybe a half hour, 40 minutes into it, and Amy was like, shut this off. I can't watch this.
Oh, the hate mouse. I typically don't talk about the people's wives.
My feelings were that movie is very boring.
Yeah.
And it rips off the Three Musketeers.
Three Musketeers.
It's definitely a Dune ripoff.
Like Darth Vader's D'Artagnan?
No.
Oh, I'm thinking the Man in the Iron Mask where D'Artagnan's older. Yeah, okay. So how does it rip? I mean, I'm
well, you
willing
have,
to entertain this. What?
You have Luke.
I'm sorry. I'm still flabbergasted.
Who's the farm boy? You know, he finds the droids. He's going to find Ben Kenobi. So, that's D'Artagnan leaving home to go join the Musketeers. You know, he gets in the fight with the Sand People. They steal the ship.
Hold on. Alright, that's here. That was
here.
That was.
It's the
Sand People.
What, like a walrus?
See, at least two people don't belong on this, would never belonged on this podcast, who is in this room.
But. So that's D'Artagnan on his way to Paris to join the Musketeers.
Not really.
He ends up getting robbed, and they steal his paperwork to join the regiment, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so then he meets up. The other Musketeers end up being, you know, Han and Chewie and Leia would be the other Musketeers.
Yeah, I can understand that. I see your concept.
And the Empire is pretty much the people in France trying to get rid of the king to take over with their own king.
You talk about the rebellion is the people in France.
No, the Empire is, because the Empire is trying to take over everything and get rid of the council.
Wait,
the Empire already has everything.
But
they're trying to dismantle
the
council.
He's talking about New Hope,
okay,
where the council has not yet been liquidated. It's an actual point. In A New Hope is when you find out the Emperor basically killed half of the Senate because they have been dissolved.
Yeah, so when they took out that planet in the beginning, right? Weren't they on that planet?
No. What? No. It's the first time you see Darth Vader in front of the council rooms when the guy goes, your sad devotion to that ancient religion hasn't helped you conjure up the stolen data tapes. And then he starts force choking the guy.
Okay.
You find out that Grand Moff Tarkin has just announced that the Emperor has liquidated most of the Senate. So the Senate is still existed before that. He just destroyed it and then reorganized it more so.
But anyway, I just find it very similar to the Three Musketeers.
That's fair. And as from a person who's never watched it, I'm saying as a person who never watched it, as an adult perspective, yes, I would have never come up with that because I didn't know what the Three Musketeers were.
But
All right.
So I watched it.
And it took you 2 days.
It did.
How long is it going to take you to watch Empire?
I don't know if I can sit through another one.
You should watch.
Not my cup.
You
of
should
tea.
Watch The Phantom Menace. It's great.
It's great. Hey, it's Wizard. It's Wizard. It's fucking the worst.
Yippee!
You know, the funny thing about that is that the prequels now have more respect from the fan base than they did when they were released. Because of all the backstory that the fan base has absorbed.
The only prequel I like is Revenge of the Sith. Because you get to see Anakin turn.
Right.
The others two suck. The others two suck.
I didn't think they sucked. So I just thought they weren't.
I wasn't in the pod racing. The little boy saying,
no. He said wizard. Wizard is the term. It's so wizard. Robot Chicken makes fun of it.
Does anyone still say wizard? I'm bringing it back, baby.
No?
I haven't seen Robot Chicken in years. Is that still a thing or is it gone?
I think they still make Robot Chicken.
Do they really?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But I know it won like fucking 10 Grammy or 10 Emmys or something like that.
It was hilarious. It was definitely that thing you turned on when you were drunk as shit coming home from the bar.
It was the thing that was on while I was doing many activities at 1 o'clock in the morning. On that time period of my life. But that's crazy. I'm glad you watched it. I'm sorry that it was boring for you.
I don't understand why people got so excited over it.
Don't you feel like it now that you've seen
it? And it's probably, maybe it's being an adult watching it. But, I don't know, I can't imagine being a kid and enjoying it. It's so boring. Nothing happens for like, it's like, here's a long talks and talks. Oh, here's 2 minutes of a fight scene. And we're going to go back to talking. I don't know.
That's fine. That's your opinion. I'm a little bit upset. I know. I'm a little upset. But that's his opinion. He's allowed to have it. He watched it. That was the only thing I asked. That was the only thing I asked. And he did it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for suffering through it, apparently. I'm sorry that you had to suffer through it.
I mean, I'm not saying it's the worst thing I've ever watched, but it's not.
Well, it's no Surf Nazis Must Die, for sure.
Definitely not.
What are
you talking about? You told me it fucking
sucked. When you what?
You told it down. You told it down for your ears.
Hey! It fucking sucked.
I think it's hilarious that the whole Fisher family thinks it sucks. Like, I'm
just like, I don't understand. I don't understand. And it's like, it can't compute in my head.
Yeah.
It fucking sucks.
It is
I've
to
always
you,
thought Star Wars was
It is to you what Bigfoot is to me, I guess. It brings me joy that I don't know why.
That's fair. I give that. I don't know what else to say. I don't know what else to say. I assume you're going to record when you can finally get T-Rod's reaction as well.
If he shows up, we got so much shit to do after lunch. I don't know.
Yeah. It might be a tomorrow thing. You have to tell him.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the fact that you got through
at
least
one... You got to react this whole, like, thing tomorrow. You're like, oh, my God.
What's
when
that?
He says it on the podcast.
No. I'll
you got
to say
it. It's like, what? No.
I just won't say anything. But I think I'll...
What movie is that?
Where the one guy looks at the other guy like, you wanna? I don't know.
How did he not? Because Dune was written way before Star Wars came out, right?
Yeah. I mean,
dude, like,
10 years.
George Lucas took a lot of shit from that.
Yeah, he stole a lot from Dune and
Sand Planet. Check. The Voice, The Force.
Yeah.
I mean, it's science fiction.
Yeah.
It's all stolen from other shit.
Right. But I would say the argument for Dune, comparison between Dune and Star Wars is that the essential story is relatively the same. His family is murdered. He goes and meets a desert hermit who teaches them a mysterious lifestyle. They go on an adventure, and he teaches them things. With the exception that Silgar doesn't die in Dune. But either way, there's a lot of similarities. But that and Valerian. That movie
is terrible.
Well, City of a Thousand Planets.
According to Javon, and he says, if you actually listen, read the book,
yeah,
that movie is spot on to the book.
The book is terrible.
Well, I mean, depending on what you think, he thought differently. But the fact of the matter is that
who's in that one again?
I don't know.
I want to make sure I'm thinking of the right movie.
You're thinking about. It's the one with the supermodel chick, or she wasn't a supermodel.
Cara
Delevingne. And
what's his name?
I don't know, but he's very popular.
He's in stuff. The guy is in stuff.
He's in stuff. He does a lot of artsy stuff.
Oh, fuck, what's his name?
We have a phone right in front of him.
Spider-Man?
Just Google it. Stop.
He was Harry.
Going to the ether.
In The Amazing Spider-Man, he was Harry Osborn.
Yeah. I can't remember his name.
I don't know his name.
But, anyways, if you look at the Valerian comics, the bad guys were a bunch of people that wore black outfits and massive headdresses that looked very similar to what Darth Vader's helmet looks like. So, he stole a bunch of ideas. I mean, the rollout was from Flash Gordon or Buck Rogers? Buck Rogers.
Flash Gordon is amazing. It's so bad, it's great.
See, from him, I understand that perspective.
So bad, it's great.
I have a hard time with that sometimes.
Why?
It's
so cheesy, but it's just like so
right.
Out there,
there's a level of cheesiness so that makes a movie good, right? But there's also a level of when something takes itself too seriously, you can lose the vibe of a good story. But I understand, like, if he tells me Surf Nazis Must Die is great because of all the stupid shit that's in there. I've seen it, and I agree with him. I have a hard time understanding your opinion. This is not to argue with you and tell you that your opinion is wrong. I just have a hard time understanding how you can like such shitty shit.
Shitty shit?
And then...
Dude, it's got 80s guitar riffs.
What is that? I don't know.
It's just so ridiculous. I don't know why.
I mean,
I know it's bad and cringe, but it's so bad.
I mean, Flying Monkeys and The Wizard of Oz, too, but
it's funny.
We don't reminisce on that.
Hit or miss, I guess.
I never hated Wizard of Oz. I was just shit out of it when I was a kid.
But, granted, I understand I value my opinion on movies, but, like we were talking about the other day, that Pirates of the Caribbean is considered by many cinema goers to be. And see, you didn't like it.
I just think they're in.
Yeah, they're in. But the quality of the movie.
Of course it is.
Well, I mean, if you're not into seafaring pirates and the RMAT and all that shit, then yeah, it's not going to work for me. But I'm saying as far as production value to output to consistency, that's one of the best movie franchises ever made.
Yeah,
because Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh yeah.
And I don't even mean it. I don't. To anyone who disagrees, I don't mean it as a disrespectful thing. It's just, it really is. CGI in the last 10 years has gotten worse than when that movie came out. I don't understand how, but it has. And to quote the president in Rick and Morty about Star Wars, they film everything on that one damn big green screen.
But how do you feel about Night at the Museum and National Treasure?
Yes.
No, I like
it. I don't have a problem with them.
First one I like better. The second one.
I liked it when Robin Williams was like,
yeah.
Oh, we'll talk about National Treasure or not.
Yeah.
You
didn't like
the next
shit might be up. Mm-hmm.
Was it Robert Williams was Teddy Roosevelt?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Owen Wilson was that little cowboy.
He was the cowboy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
I swear, I don't know why I watch it every time.
It's not a bad thing. It's not a bad. See, like,
what is black?
That's the kind of thing I don't get. Sometimes there's movies where people will let their imagination and let reality slip aside so they can enjoy a story. Why is it that sometimes when we watch something, reality must take hold?
Yeah.
Or because like I said, if a movie takes itself too seriously, then the technology or whatever terminology they use in it's got to be serious too. And if it doesn't fall into that same purview, like we can watch a Marvel movie and wonder how it is that Iron Man and Iron Man 1 can be shot by a tank with a tank round and he just falls to the ground. Whereas if his whole body in Iron Man 3 is flying across a bridge and he gets hit by a semi, which is more surface area spreading out the direct, and it knocks his whole suit apart, those are the kind of things that we can let go because it was funny to watch the suit fall apart without a minute. However, it doesn't make the fact that the suit falls apart so easily when being concussed by that as opposed to a fucking tank round.
It's a different level armor. It's like Mach 5.
Right,
so.
Right. That's how they can justify anything. So but that's what I'm saying. We can.
It's when he's using nano armor, so it just...
It hit your Star Trek this morning,
Dan? I don't have my watch.
Oh, shit.
I put my watch on, and it wasn't on the charger, so it was dead.
That was weird.
Yeah. AI has been doing a lot of...
We had a super special Hoot Nanny T-Rod. I watched Star Wars.
Man, dude, high five, dude! Does it hold up, dude? Does it hold up?
No.
And he shits on it.
You didn't like it?
It was pretty boring to me.
Well, in our defense, when we fell in love with Star Wars, we were like five.
And I told Justin, it is the Three Musketeers. Like, it's the Three Musketeers storyline.
It's not true. Now, the question I want to know before I finish my previous story.
Oh, we got
do you have a different appreciation for Spaceballs now? Does it not make Spaceballs funnier having seen that?
I don't know.
Go back and rewatch. It's going to be funny.
We'll see. But,
so anyway.
1, 2, 3, 4, pop culture. Ooh.